Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us each day as we face the issues. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion. You're joining in the discussion of the issue of the day. As we discuss the issues, let me invite you to call. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're going to be talking about today a blueprint for destroying America, a blueprint for destroying America, or if you want to say otherwise, a blueprint for destroying the foundation of America, which is synonymous. If our foundations are destroyed, our nation is destroyed. We're going to be looking at the comparison and the analogy of the collapse of the 12-story condo building in Surfside, Florida. That's a good illustration of what is taking place in the United States of America. It's going to bring its ultimate collapse, lest we reckon with and correct the problems, the deterioration of the foundation right now. We don't have time to waste. We do not have time to just simply patch the problem and cover it up so it cannot be seen to the natural eye. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32, as he spoke to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus identifies who truth is. Jesus says in John 14:6, "I am truth." And further, Jesus makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, where the Lord Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth book. It's the truth of the word of God that sets us free. As we study the word, as we meditate on the word. Remember, God told Joshua in the first chapter of the book of Joshua, verses 5 through 9 in particular, and I'll paraphrase for our edification. He reminded him that he needed to stick to the word. Do not turn to the left, do not turn to the right, but stay right down the middle and meditate on it day and night. Ladies and gentlemen, that's needed in America today among Christians more than anything else, is the meditation on the word of God, which is the truth of God. It is a fact today that in the society in which we live in, is just as George Orwell, the secularist, said so many years ago. Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We find that to be right on target with where we are in society in America today. I'm encouraged by and challenged by the statement by former Senator Jim DeMint. Jim DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Among other things, Jim DeMint said, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America, even in Christian churches. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I point us back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, John Huss. John Huss says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. That ought to be the mantra of every Christian. And you won't find truth on the Communist Network News. You'll not find truth out of the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic Party. You'll not find truth today, ladies and gentlemen, by turning to MSNBC or any of the other Marxist media channels. Truth is found in the Word of God. And we need to stick to the truth of the Word of God. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're literally ushering in the day that we'll be persecuted and prosecuted as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, if we stand on the truth. You're finding that more and more today in the society in which we're living. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own lawn care or landscape business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators, ladies and gentlemen, with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time has a full staff that can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin. It's the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a ladies and gentlemen, there's a good benchmark. Find the 165-foot flagpole with the American flag flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we continue to mourn. I pray that you are. I pray that you're cognizant and careful with what you're watching and seeing as we mourn for the families of Surfside, Florida, their loved ones still intermingled with the debris in that 12-story condo building. That condo building, ladies and gentlemen, collapsed almost a week ago. In fact, it's been about 5 or 6 days now since that happened. All of the media seems to be focused on the search for those who have survived, not survived the tragedy. Ladies and gentlemen, I've watched several online video footage documentaries about what is taking place. I watched on the news a number of occasions with the somber setting of the gigantic cranes lifting piece by piece off the stack of debris where 12 floors of concrete structure collapsed on itself, crushing many, if not most, if not all, of the residents in that building. I don't know how you can watch that without sensing the horror, the tragedy, the absolute calamity of what has taken place there. Ladies and gentlemen, there's 9 that's known dead. There's 154 still missing. But I want us to examine for an analogy of the on this broadcast today. I want us to take a few minutes to analyze what caused this structure to collapse. Keep in mind, it wasn't a hurricane force wind. Keep in mind, it wasn't some attack as on the Twin Towers in 9/11. Keep in mind, the building was not in some way damaged as could be visibly seen in relationship to the collapse. But I want us to analyze what I believe caused that building to collapse. And I want us to understand its analogy and its comparison to what's happening with the foundations of America today. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, the building was constructed on sinking sand. Sinking sand. Matthew 7, 24 through 27. We'll read these, and then we'll take our first caller. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 27 says this. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, Jesus is speaking, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a good analogy of what took place with the 12-story condo building, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. I believe we have our caller on the line. Dan, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood. I just want to first state that I'm not coming across, I do not want to come across as cold-hearted. Every day, national news, local news are covering that disaster. And it was truly a disaster. Will we ever know what caused it for sure? I doubt it. But what I'd like for the audience to think about is, have you seen 1 minute of coverage, one news commentator mention or question how many unborn human beings were aborted that given day and every day that passes here in this country? There's no greater disaster that has taken place that has lasted so long in the history of mankind than abortion. Yet it is accepted because some court gave a ruling that said it is now legal. Now, I don't know any way of putting it other than God has to be shedding tears over every one of them. He had plans for those at birth. He had a life that they were to live and to lead. They had gifts they were supposed to receive that could be given to fellow mankind. And they're gone forever. And that breaks
Dan,
my heart. And
Dan, you make that as a good analogy. I believe some 63 to 65 million human beings have had their lives snuffed out in the mother's womb. And you are so absolutely correct and spot on, as it is called, when you say that. One of the things that we need to see and recognize, that's part and parcel of the foundation being destroyed in America. It is the degradation and the destruction of human life. And we find that is absolutely looming today in our society. And yes, we're concerned about the family members that are mourning and grieving because their loved ones, that their bodies have not been recovered in the debris, total mound of crushed concrete and bent steel as a result of that building's collapse. But I want us to talk about today, and I believe you'll see the analogy, as we look at and examine the fundamental flaw and the problem. Now, I'm not a genius in answering the questions, what caused the collapse, but I am familiar with construction. I am familiar with building. I am familiar with the building materials and what happens when it is corroded and when their damages take place and it's just covered up with plaster and paint that is not seen. It doesn't remove the problem. So, Dan, we need to focus, and I know you do, focus on where we're going as a nation. What's causing the fundamental foundational flaws and the collapse of our nation? And we need to look at that in comparison to what we see in this collapse of the building. But thank you so much, Dan, for your input, for your call, and thank you so much for what you do and sharing the truth that others might look up, lift up our heads for redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Pastor, I just turned on your show, and I think I know where you're going with this, and I just want to say that I think your analysis is brilliant. I think it's very insightful, and I'm looking forward to what you have to say, and I think it's important.
Thank you so much. That is great. I appreciate you calling, and it is, I believe, vital for us to understand. We can understand the collapse of this building from the standpoint of we have seen it, videotapes of it. We understand the basics, that it's a fall that many are in consternation about. What caused it? Why is this happening? But, ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand, I don't think it is too difficult to analyze, to scrutinize, and to determine what took place. First of all, the building was constructed on sinking sand. The building was constructed on movable, slimy soil. the building was constructed on the sand that the foundation material is not adequate. In my most humble opinion, the foundation material is not adequate for building a building of that stature, a building of that size, a building of that height on it without that building having a danger of future falling. Now, I understand that in the state of Florida, and especially in the Miami-Dade County, in the area where there is the heaviest potential of structural damage from hurricanes and flooding as it comes in. But, ladies and gentlemen, from the standpoint of that building and the national standards and the Florida standards and the South Florida standards and what's called the Southern Standard Building Code, I believe they probably followed that pretty clearly. But there must be a firm foundation. I can use this as an analysis of that. In 1960 and 61, right here in the city of Jacksonville, what was originally the Independent Life Building, they invested about 18 months in pile driving, driving of the pilings for the foundation, 18 months before they ever started coming up with any poured concrete for a floor or a slab or going up with the building, just to have a firm, solid footer on solid rock. Those pilings had to be driven to have that stability for that 33-story building. I believe it's 31 or 33 stories, for it to be stable and does not collapse. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe that was the case in what you see in most of the southern peninsula of Florida on the east or the west coast in relationship to what is being done with the buildings. America's foundation today, ladies and gentlemen, is built on the Judeo-Christian biblical principles that's under attack today. God's word, the Bible, and prayer are under attack. Just as that building, ladies and gentlemen, was built on something less than a solid foundation. And Jesus said, when it's built on sinking sand, when the winds come and the floods come, the building is going to collapse. That wasn't specifically talking about that condo building, but the facts are true based on the biblical text. Secondly, ladies and gentlemen, over the years, this South Florida condo building had begun to have structural failures. Structural failures. Let me just intersect this with that statement. For the past 60 years in general, we have been finding structural failures in America. 1960, 61, 62, and 63, generally speaking, early 60s, the U.S. Extreme Court removed prayer and Bible reading from the public schools. Since then, we've sent our sons and our daughters and our grandkids to a brainwashing, governmentally controlled system that's not designed for academics, but designed for brainwashing and for training a child the way the government wants that child to believe, to think, to act, respond, and to walk, and to talk, and to carry out. Ladies and gentlemen, just as that building in South Florida had continuing smaller flaws down through the years. Those flaws and those structural failures began just small at once, at first. Some of these failures simply manifested themselves on the surface. Crack here and there in the concrete. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, when you see a crack in the concrete, there's a problem with the fundamental material that's in it, or there's a problem with the foundation that the concrete is placed upon. When a concrete structure goes in place, whether it's a driveway or foundation in your home or a foundation for a skyscraper, nevertheless, whatever goes in that foundation, that material must be quality material. And in the construction of a building as the 12-story condo building in Surfside, Florida, according to a 2018 report that was done, according to that report, ladies and gentlemen, there were problems that were manifesting themselves with the construction and what was taking place with the flaws that were coming to surface. I'm looking at an article. It says the death toll rises to 9. Engineer warned about major structural damages before the condo collapsed. The death toll from the collapse of the Miami area condominium tower has risen to 9. Miami-Dade mayor said on the 27th of June. More than 150 people remain missing from the collapse on June 24th. Meanwhile, I'm reading from this article dated June 27th. Meanwhile, officials released a report from 2018 that included a warning from an engineer about major structural damage and the tower needing about $9 million in repairs. Now, a nine-page report in October 2018 has been released to the city of Surfside, warning about the condition of the concrete structure. Further, this article states, abundant cracking and spalling, S-P-A-L-L-I-N-G. I will explain that in a moment. About abundant cracking and spalling of varying degrees was observed in the concrete columns, beams, and wall structure. Several sizable spalls, S-P-A-L-L-S, were noted in both the top side of the entrance drive ramp and the underside of the pool and the entrance of the drive and the planters and the slabs, that's called concrete slabs, which included instances with exposed and deteriorating rebar. Now, let me translate, ladies and gentlemen. The spalling is where you go into any building, any basement structure or garage, parking garage building under these large structures, and generally speaking, you'll find the columns, and in some of them you'll see splits in the concrete with the plaster or the concrete sheeling off. It's called spalling. It is the separation of the concrete. Now, concrete is porous. Concrete will absorb any moisture, any water. When you're on the seaside or the water side, you have salt water coming in. And ladies and gentlemen, this particular building, along with all of the others in the southern tip of Florida on both the coast and the ocean, ladies and gentlemen, it will have the intake of that water by flooding every season, two, three, four times. They go in and they pump it all out. They dry it out. They repair the cracks that's been formed. They put plaster or concrete over it. They paint over it. It looks good. It covers the fundamental foundational flaws that are structural flaws that will cause the building to collapse. Ladies and gentlemen, when that concrete absorbs the salt water goes directly through to the absolute core of that concrete, which is generally rebar, that is reinforcement steel rods, along with steel wire mesh. When you look at the debris that's in a stack at the where the towers fell in Surfside, Florida, you'll see the mangled metal sticking up and the crushed, almost powdered form of concrete, where that concrete no longer had tensile strength, no longer had stability, because the rebar inside had started corroding. And ladies and gentlemen, it's the steel rods in the concrete that links together, welds together to form the joints to hold the whole building, the whole structure in place. And ladies and gentlemen, it's very clear that through the years, approximately 40 years, that continual decay, that continual structural failure that was subtle, that was not visibly noticed, that multitudes of people will walk out on their balconies in structures like that and look down and see where the concrete is cracking, and they'll think, well, it's holding my weight, it's standing up, the building is standing, everything's okay. No, it is not okay. You're watching the structural failure of the foundation and the fundamental structure of that building. And ladies and gentlemen, the analogy that I paint with that picture is the fact that for the past 60 plus years, we watched the fundamental, invisible, continual deterioration of the foundation of the United States of America. We have watched it. We've seen where there would be a problem. It will be salved over. We will find that some politician will step to the scene and will give by fiat an executive order, or will give by legislation something that will seemingly cure the problem, but it didn't cure the fundamental basic flaw that was put in place, and it just simply covered it, just as you'd put spackling, you'd put putty, you'll put stucco, you'll put concrete, and then and covering the flaw and put paint over it. That does not change the fundamental structural flaw, ladies and gentlemen. And the water leakage and the moisture from the floods and the hurricanes and the other natural wear and tear on that building continued to build and continued to build. In fact, according to the research on that building, the research that had been done by one of the universities in South Florida said that that building was sinking 2 millimeters a year for the past 30 years. Let that sink in. It was built on sinking sand. The fundamental foundational depth of those pilings did not go deep enough to stabilize the superstructure of the 12 stories for the people to live in, and it was not noticeable until it collapsed. And some of the witnesses have said that about a block down the street, they're building another major structure. And when they were drilling and the pile driving and the work going on just on the foundation of that new building, they said that this building that has just fallen, that they could feel their building literally shaking because of what was taking place a couple of blocks down the street. Ladies and gentlemen, that's another indication that the structure was built on sinking sand. The structure was built on a sand slime that would not sustain the foundation, and even with the foundation going in, with the flaws, the structural flaws that continued to manifest themselves, they were simply covered over with putty and paint, as I would call it. Concrete is not moisture proof. Where the concrete columns and the footers and the of the basement gets flooded, it starts the water permeating and going into the concrete, goes right through to the steel rebar and to the steel wire mesh, causing caustic corrosive deterioration from the inside out. Hear me. That building didn't collapse because it was hit by a jet airplane. That building didn't collapse because of some jackhammers on the outside. That building collapsed because of the constant corrosive deterioration of the fundamental foundation from within until it ultimately weakened the structure to the very point of the foundation collapsing and the building caving in, collapsing in on itself. Most of this damage was not visible to the natural eye, ladies and gentlemen. And today, may I say in transition, that America's foundational material, which is God's Word, the Bible, prayer, morals, ethics, and values, and our faith, have been slowly deteriorating for the past 50, 60, 75 years. Most have not recognized the imperceptible changes. Most have not realized that our nation's schools have been designed for brainwashing, societally changing incubator for putting children into those school systems to come out hating God, hating America, and hating the nation in which God has so blessed us for some 247 years. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll recall that prayer and Bible were deemed to be unconstitutional back in the 60s. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we took prayer out, and today we have those being prosecuted for praying. I'm looking at an article here that says, an off-duty police officer leaves the police, a police officer twisting in the wind for 4 months. Why? Because he prayed on a sidewalk out in front of a murder clinic called an abortion center. And he was summarily suspended for praying on the sidewalk off-duty. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We're going to continue to face the issues right after the top of the hour news. We're going to have that 1 minute break. Be right back as we face the issues.
Face the issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.